You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's time for the business news now from Adam.
Thanks, Audrey. By yesterday evening, Amazon Web Services, or AWS, said it had resolved an outage that knocked its cloud service offline for much of the day. But that only happened after thousands of apps and websites that use AWS, including high-profile brands like Snapchat, Roblox and Ticketmaster, were affected. And it's yet another example of the many risks that digital-based businesses are exposed to. Jacqueline Keogh is Programme Manager of Cyber Skills at Munster Technology University. She joins us on the line to discuss this. Jacqueline, firstly, this outage shows that while we might think of the digital world of having lots of options and competitors, so much of it is really heavily reliant on a handful of services.
Sure. Good morning, Adam. Yeah, I think yesterday's outage really highlighted how dependent we are on major providers like AWS, and you know how difficult it is to recover if they go out.
We saw CrowdStrike last year. We've seen lots of individual cybersecurity incidents recently as well. Is this kind of thing getting more frequent, or does it just seem that way?
I think it's just that we're probably starting to rely more on single providers, and then when something like this happens, it affects so many people. It becomes a global issue rather than more of a local issue. And we're all being encouraged to move to the cloud and to online services and technology so much that it is, you know, going to impact us. I have a long experience in technology, and these things always happened. Just now it's affecting more and more people.
I suppose a lot of companies would be aware of the things they need to do in order to make sure they have decent cybersecurity and resilience and so on. But if a service they're reliant on like this falls over, is there anything that a small business can do to try and protect themselves or make themselves more resilient?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose in you know, because we deal a lot with cybersecurity education, we always tell people, know what your business is, know what's essential to your business so that you have a backup plan for it. Make sure you have a backup plan and a business continuity plan, and that your staff are aware of it. So that, you know, I suppose if we take the CrowdStrike situation where the airlines were able to switch to paper online check-in when they couldn't do your electronic online check-in, if you can switch quicker, you know, that's the most important thing, and try and keep your business running.
Some may not have the option of switching to paper. In that case, is it just wait it out and maybe try and reassure your customers until the service resumes?
It is knowing what your alternatives are. The paper one is a nice easy one, but essentially, you know, we're going very digital. We're being encouraged to move away from paper, so we have to have an alternative digital solution. And there are a lot of smaller providers out there that can be there. Just make sure you have backups. Know what's essential to keep your business running, and have an alternative for that.
Okay. Jacqueline Keogh, Programme Manager at Cyber Skills at Munster Technological University. Thank you very much for that. In other business news, shareholders in Alliance Group, New Zealand's largest processor and exporter of sheep meat, have voted in favour of a deal that will see County Waterford-based Dawn Meats take a majority stake. Dawn will take a 65% stake in Alliance as part of a €132 million strategic partnership. Meanwhile, Dublin-headquartered Hostelworld is to acquire a US-based event discovery platform, Occasion Genius, for $12 million. The deal is being funded by a €10.3 million loan from AIB. We'll have more on those stories and more in the next hour, but that's all for now.